Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Northern Virginia has the second highest gang activity in the country, and Republican Congresswoman Barbara Comstock says she's seen it firsthand during a ride-along with a regional gang task force. But she says she's concerned that task force in Northern Virginia isn't getting enough money, so she's pushing a bill that pumps $15 million a year into grant funding for areas with high gang activity.
In the Washington metropolitan region, we've had strong support from my, I'm the only Republican, so from all of my colleagues, so it is bipartisan.
Quentin Kidd at Christopher Newport University says Comstock is continuing the playbook from Ed Gillespie's campaign for governor last year, which identified the rise of MS-13 as a concern of voters across Virginia.
It'll be one of many things that she has to do to speak to the broad array of voters in the 10th congressional district that she's going to need if she's going to win re-election in what will be probably the toughest year of her political life.
The bill sailed through the House of Representatives with no opposition and is now on its way to the Senate. Reporting from Capitol Hill, I'm Michael Pope.